Wave Transit has received a government grant to expand transportation services for people aged 65 and over and people with disabilities. Specifically, the mission of the grant is to remove barriers to existing transportation and to increase mobility options. Wave Transit is approaching that second part of the mission to increase mobility options by creating a community grant program. Nonprofit, governmental, and even private organizations are eligible to apply to Wave for funding to help accomplish the mission. Here's Wave's mobility manager, Vanessa Lacer, with details.
Part of this federal funding stream allows us to sub-allocate money into the community, which is fantastic. And you usually don't think of government as being sort of community-based, but in this case, it really is. So it's this wonderful full circle where your tax dollars are going to the federal government, and then we're putting them back into our community. And so we're looking for nonprofit organizations, that's 501c3 organizations, local government organizations, and even private providers of public transportation. So that's private providers that are doing shared ride service, which is when people are traveling together, but they're not in a group. So those are the agencies or organizations that would be eligible to receive this funding. It is a match funding, so we are offering mainly operating grants, and that's a 50-50 match. So we will give you half and you pay the other half. And when I say mainly operating, so what we'd like to do, and this is our first year and we're working out the kinks, but we really want to think outside the box. So Wave will spend capital funds, but we might spend it for an organization. So we are not going to be able to give anybody money to buy a van. We can't do that. The life of a van, accessible van, is probably 5 to 7 years. This particular grant funding may or may not continue until 2020. So because any vehicle purchased with federal money, we are then responsible for the vehicle for its lifespan. So it's a lot of oversight, and we really don't have the capacity in our organization to provide that oversight. However, we could do some sort of hybrid where we purchase the vehicle, and then the organization can utilize the vehicle. So I guess what we're saying, mainly operational, there is some wiggle room there, and we really are hoping that agencies or organizations will present something innovative, you know, throw it at us, and we'll see what sticks.
People who are interested in being a part of this, where can they find out about kind of the guidelines that are there, the limits?
Absolutely, yes. So please go to our website, that's wavetransit.com. And on our homepage, we have a link to the project application and to the program management plan, which is a big, huge federal document, but it has all the answers and all the policy for how we're going to administer the program. They're also welcome to contact me. My contact information is on the website as well. Any organization that's selected, I'll be their liaison. So I'm the liaison between sort of the very difficult, picky federal reporting regulations and their compliance. So I'm the ally.
That was Vanessa Lacer, the mobility manager from Wave Transit. The deadline to apply for funding to help Wave increase mobility options for senior citizens and people with disabilities is swiftly approaching. It's Wednesday, September 21st. Find more details and web links at whqr.org.